Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Everybody having a good time? Oh, what's that music there?
Whoa.
Are you announcing something?
I have a major announcement to make.
Oh, excellent. Whoa.
Listen up, everyone. This is important. Carla and I, today, are going to see a very Queenie production.
Oh, God.
A matinee with old people.
Oh, yes. No, it's a matinee!
Rodgers and Hammerstein's. Yes, 2 o'clock, Rob. The King and I. We will be going to the King and I today.
That's so much fun.
I can't be more excited.
Home in time for dinner after yes, the matinee. Right.
Do you ever feel like...
We're parking the car with old people that are driving Lincoln MKZs.
What? Is that the prime, time to resell or sell used oxygen containers or canisters?
Yeah.
Right? Because they're there. Lobby. Some people might forget them. Do you need more oxygen, hon?
Yeah.
The only time we could get a babysitter was the daytime with our lady. So I said, hey, they got a 2 o'clock. Carla said, that would be perfect. I said, I'll let you know. There's going to be a specific clientele there. But you know what? I don't care. They're going to do the same show.
You're
They're professionals.
Ageist.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not an ageist. I'm not an ageist at all.
When you get there, I'd like for if you, just as a favor to me.
Listen to this music, Rob Spiewak. Oh, I am going to wear my best dress.
Are you dressing up?
Drake could take a lesson from that.
We're going to the theater.
If you're going to the theater in the evening, you dress up. If you're going to the theater matinee.
You wear Crocs?
I mean, I'm wearing my Crocs. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Wear your good shorts.
I flirted with the idea of dressing up. And I still
evening wear?
I haven't made the final call, but because I walked the dogs today and it's arrived. The summer air is down here in Southwest Florida where it's got 760% humidity, but it doesn't matter. I don't care if my balls are sweaty.
What about a short set, Mike?
What's a short set?
Where you've got shorts and a nice...
Oh, something in terry cloth?
Yeah, a shirt that matches.
Cabana clothes.
Oh, you mean
cabana
wearing Bermuda, like a sport coat with some shorts and knee socks? Great idea.
Short set.
What time will you be arriving for a 2 o'clock curtain, Mike?
11:30.
Well, as a favor to me, please note how many of the handicap spaces are taken.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume we're leaving the house
all
at
placards.
1. It's probably a 20-minute drive down to the venue, and then we will amble in and
aren't you gonna have
an adult beverage.
Aren't you going to have lunch at Sardi's?
We take snacks.
It is... I can tell you where it is.
Okay.
We are going... to the theater at the Barbara P. Mann Theater. She was a big theater lover.
And a very generous lady.
Very generous to donate an entire venue.
Heavy smoker.
Spectacular.
Man,
but anyway, I'm excited.
I just
want to
see my name on the bricks.
So, that's it. I just wanted to get that out of the way. I wanted to get that out of the way. I'll have a full review tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Like, over a show. Because they're doing a massive tour. They're touring all
and there are no names in it, as far as you know.
No names.
No names. I reviewed yesterday. The lady, I think, Kelly... has been
Kellyanne Conway.
Roland.
I'm not sure who it
Kelly
is.
Roland.
It's not Kellyanne Conway.
Pretty contemporary.
Kellyanne Conway in The King and I.
Which role does she play though?
Getting to know you.
Shall we dance? Ba ba ba. Let's get it out of the way because it's not about me at all. It's not about The King and I. It's not about you guys. It's about you, the listener.
It's
that's what we care
about. You.
That's right. Yep. All about you. All about
you.
It's all about you.
You, old Brenner.
It's all about you.
You.
I wish.
Yes. I know. Carr.
It's all about you.
Deborah Carr.
It's all about you.
That who was, no, it was Maureen O'Hara.
I think in the movie it was Deborah Carr.
I thought Maureen O'Hara was. I thought Maureen O'Hara was that. Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe it is Deborah.
I will double check. Either way,
well,
it was
Deborah Carr spelled O'Hara.
K-E-R-R. O'Hara. Katie O'Hara was in the 2014 revival.
Ah, I see.
I don't know. Who cares? Anyway,
they're all great pieces of ass, though.
Yeah, no, terrific. We have a new youngest listener. Welcome to our world, Mara Bailey Cox, born April 18th to parents Michael and Brigitte. Or Bridget.
Bridget.
Or Brigitte. Bridget, what?
Bridget.
Congratulations.
What?
Bridget.
Bridget.
Bridget. I'll start again. We have a new youngest listener. Welcome to our world, Mara Bailey Cox, born April 18th to parents Michael and Bridget. happy birthday to P1 Heidi Bilcher Harris Bickler. Bickler, I'm sorry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm off to a great start.
You're killing it, Mike. Killing it.
Happy.
This is the matinee, by the way, of the show.
Yeah, yes.
We'll be doing an evening show as well.
Yes, we'll take our Crocs off soon enough.
Please dress for the evening show, guys.
Happy birthday to P1 Heidi Bickler Harris.
Yes.
Who observes her birthday on May 2nd. All the best to the Mighty Heidi. Thank you.
Mighty Heidi.
That's right.
Kansas City's Olivia Odin. I thought there'd be a. So you get a Heidi Bickler Harris, and you expect that everybody will have three names.
I know. I know.
Kansas City's Olivia Odin turned 9 years old yesterday. Oh, hello!
Yay!
Olivia! As each year goes on, she asks for more TMOS during her daily car rides to school. You know why? Because Olivia Odin is brilliant.
Yes.
That is why.
Yeah.
Olivia Odin is above and beyond the rest of her classmates. She is more intelligent. She is sharper. She is kinder. She is more worldly. And she will go places.
Yeah.
She will be very successful. Very successful.
She won't.
Olivia Odin.
She won't bully anyone.
Anyway, she takes car rides and listens to TMOS for rides to school and dance events. She would want nothing more than to hear the guys sing happy birthday to her. Well, after that wonderful greeting, we'll give her something even better.
Yeah!
The traditional TMOS birthday
nice.
Song. A wanna, a tua.
Dance events.
Happy birthday.
Olivia.
Enjoy.
Bar. Odin. Birthday.
Yeah.
All right. Happy belated birthday to Matthew Preisner from everyone at the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. Live it up, Mr. Big Shot.
Oh, Mr. Big Shot with your beers and your glasses.
Happy birthday, Mike Scheinberg. Thanks for all you do. I just know that your wife, Kira, loves you and thinks you are, and I quote, super awesome.
Hey.
Speaking of super awesome, if you happen to be down near the ocean this weekend,
ocean.
In the D.C. area, you're driving through Annapolis, I urge you to take a look to the right and maybe even stop by the fabulous Whitehall Inn and enjoy some of their super awesome fruit fritters.
Fruit fritters.
Thank you. Bill Knaus. Bill Knaus.
Knaus.
Bill Mouse. I'm going to call him Bill Mouse.
It's Rouse, Mike. Rouse and Company.
Yes, Rouse and
Company.
You read the Mickey post too, right? So that's why that was on your brain?
I guess so,
right?
Yeah.
Mickey,
yeah.
I want my equipment back.
Let's put a call into that radio station, okay? That's a radio station we need to be on. Thank you. I will say no
I
more.
I need two microphones, a boar, and a case.
And two turntables and a microphone.
And his wife, April, both had birthdays this month, and their 20th wedding anniversary was on April 20th. This is a big deal. Deal, huh? Big deal, huh? So here's to the Knauses.
I didn't know if you would read the big deal thing with sarcasm or with the sincerity. I'm glad you went sincere.
No, I think Bill Knaus and his wife, I hope that they go to a nice steakhouse. You know, there's a place down here called the Knife and Fork that I recommend. Thank you, Rob.
Mike, you're murdering here in the studio.
Grant Gleason turned 7 on May 1st. He loved a previous mailbag where another young lad, Parker Sheckle, had his name repeated numerous times. Grant requested a similar greeting, but a hearty Krusty the Clown laugh will suffice if the show is running behind. By the way, his folks can't wait to see the whole gang in NOLA. Well, that's a great thing. Let's, Krusty, come on in here. Come on here for just a second.
What do you want? Hey, Grant Gleason. Grant Gleason. Grant Gleason.
Hey, Mike, I asked Grant Gleason who his favorite actor was. You know what he told me? What
did he say?
Aunt Connie!
That's right. That's a Jackie Gleason reference that Grant will never understand because
he's
7.
Older, he will.
Yeah?
He will.
Hi, guys. First letter says my son Brendan turned 9 last Tuesday. He has been listening to TMOS since he was 5 years old and always mimics the opening. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment, Hong Kong.
Oh, this.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Yeah.
There we are. He really loves salad fingers, and I was wondering if Sal could wish Brendan a happy ninth birthday. Look, I'm never going to say no to the kids. I'm not going to say no to the kids.
Don't say that. You're showing your heel. You're showing your Achilles heel.
Keep bringing the funny, both regular show and bonus show, and I can't wait to see you guys in New Orleans. That is Kyle High.
Hi.
Spelled H-E-Y, which would be Kyle Hey.
That's if he was on the Ron and Fez show.
But it's Kyle High. I just stop on names like that you pronounce it high and it's spelled H-E-Y. That just is...
Do you suppose he's a pain in the ass when he does that?
I think he's a very, very nice person. Salad, can you come over here, please? Thank you.
Ugh. Here we go.
Hi. I was having me breakfast. I was enjoying worms, spiny worms. They're delicious. Hello, Mr. Spiewak Badge.
I don't care to speak to you, if that's all the same to you.
Hello, Santana Jingles.
Hello.
I want to say hi to everybody. Nikki Judge. No, that's the wrong person. Brendan High. Too many letters on the page. Goodbye.
Bye, Sal.
I'm sorry. That was for Brendan.
Mike, it's
Brendan,
those Crocs.
Nine. Brendan, yeah. Can't get by the Crocs, Candy.
I love that.
Can't get by the Crocs.
That adult Crocs.
Well, that allows you to sneak quietly in and out of the theater for a bathroom break.
Yeah.
Mario Batali. Anyway, hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns. I would just like to wish my wife, Nikki Judge, a happy birthday tomorrow. I also want to thank her for getting me the Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription. Now we get it. Ryan Judge. Ryan,
well done.
Appreciate that. Moving along now. Gentlemen, I was recently arguing with my much younger girlfriend, Beth. We were driving down a scenic country road and she announced that she had to pee. I asked if she wanted to keep driving or pull over so she could cop a squat behind a tree or bush or something. Then she berated me for many miles and called me stupid old man because she insisted the phrase was papa squat. Mike, from one old guy to the next, please settle this debate once and for all. By the way, stupid Facebook agreed with the young hot chick. Shocker. So he said coppa squat.
Yeah,
it's not coppa squat.
It can't be.
I think it is.
No, it's papa squat.
Papa squat is a horrible cartoon character, I thought.
What's a papa san?
Papa san
is a father.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
It means dear father in Japanese,
like,
right?
Mama san is a mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So papa san and mama san were driving along in a truck, and mama san had to leak. Papa-san would look over and get a dirty look if he said Papa-squat. But if Papa-san said to Mama-san, I need you to Papa-squat, Mama-san would look back at him, especially if she was younger, and say, right on, Daddy-o.
Groovy.
Thank you. Hope he settled that for you. That's, let me see. That's Joe in Philly. Mm. Hey, way to go with a hot young chick, Joe. Attaboy. Hey, guys. Love the show. I was getting ready for Mother's Day, so I jumped on Amazon through your portal and got my mom the soundtrack of La La Land and pre-ordered the DVD for. Just so your listeners know, if you buy an album, physical copy, through Amazon, you sometimes also get the digital version. So now I have a copy, and my mom gets hers too. Great way to get two for one on Amazon. Thanks, guys. Rich from Antioch, California.
Ding, there ding.
It's excellent. I've done it myself.
Yeah, I'll give a ding, ding. That's wonderful. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and present, as well as past interns. My British domestic partner in crime, Christina Lewis, had a birthday yesterday, so as to keep her happily providing me with my birthday bonus show subscriptions, could Sir Winston Churchill please wish her a happy birthday? We enjoyed the DC Improv show and are looking forward to the upcoming announcement for the Spokane live show, Yours in Christ, John Powers. That would be the first legitimate wheel spin I think we have to do if she wants to hear Winston Churchill.
Drop the coin. That's the way we do.
All right, let's see. Bulldog, bulldog. Bulldog.
Hey, okay, good job.
We can bring him in. There we go. Okay. Hello. Man. Here I am. That is my finger.
Yeah.
Let me say, domestic partner Christina Lewis, I hope you have a fantastic birthday. And I hope you fight the Hun in the sea, in the air, on land. And I hope John Powers, even though it is your birthday, receives a special favor beyond the bonus
program. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
That's right. Do it for England. Thank you very much, Christina Lewis and John Powers. And for bloody hell's sake, take each other's name.
Whoa. Let's see here. Hi, guys. I was just listening to Tuesday's show, and around the 40:18 mark, Mike does a commercial for Wide Open Wednesdays from his car. Can you please tell me what that instrumental song is that plays in the background? This is somebody, I love it when people listen hard like this.
And you know what? I wouldn't include this except for the
Donna, by the way. Donna.
I've gotten probably a dozen people asking the same questions because it was a medium charting record. They recognize
it. Now, hold on. Just stop for a second.
Mm-hmm.
A dozen?
Yes. People want to know what this song is. Yeah.
Okay, you know what, Oscar, based on Rob doing the solicit for Wide Open Wednesday,
yes,
and then we set the phone record for Wide Open Wednesday, and the fact that when I do it, we get like 3 phone calls, and now Rob's saying 12 people wanted to know the background music, and because later in the broadcast, we'll see why Rob is part of this mass of listeners, and I'm not, you know, I believe you. 12 people wanted to know about this. This is Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert, the song is called Route 101. I think it's like from 1982. And to me, it sounded like Mike was driving down the road.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is a real song, and you can buy it at our Amazon portal.
There was probably a 20-year period in production music at radio stations where Herb Alpert was all that people used.
Really?
He stayed ahead of the curve.
That's
Think this is the same guy that did all the game show sounding music, this is a totally different deal for him.
Whoa.
So he's great.
Now you have the key question answered. Dear Mike, Rob, Big O, and Pony Boy.
Oh, hello.
Longtime listener from the 106.7 WJFK days. Hearing you guys always brings back memories of the drive home from school. Since Ponyboy rarely ever gets mail on the show, I decided to write in to inform the TMOS crew about what a great person Pony is. Do we have music for this?
Oh.
Hold on.
What
we need some music.
Do you want?
No, let me find something. Hold on. I'll find something.
Find something treacly.
This is beautiful. I'm trying. Wait. I want good music for Pony. This is special. This is great. I've got it. It's right here. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
That's a joke. I'm sorry.
That is hilarious.
Not funny.
That's not at all. I'm not laughing.
Gotta move on with the show.
That's right.
Well, the letter continues. I recently emailed Pony with 2 questions about the mobile app, but I also wrote to just see how the Pony is doing.
The Pony.
The Pony.
We talked anime, shared our favorites, and he even reassured me on my fears of going to Ketsucon alone and even invited me to hang with his crew, which is so kind. I also want to thank him for his suggestion of watching Madoka Magica, which I am currently watching.
The dark web, let me tell you.
Yeah. I think Pony showed him his Madoka Magica.
The letter continues, gentlemen. Oscar, stop being mean to Mac. Kiss up and make up, because it's hard being socially awkward.
That's right.
Mac, stop being dumb and pissing Oscar off. If someone says something wrong about the game you're playing, who cares? There is no reason to go around correcting people. This is advice from an equally socially awkward and challenged person. I also think that Your Name was a good move. Your Name, the movie.
We're deep in it now, Mike.
Well, a lot of people are agreeing with that, by the way. Your Name is getting a tremendous buzz. That movie is getting
The minority sometimes gets very vocal, Mike?
Yeah.
Very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
People that love drawings of teenagers in schoolgirl outfits are all thumbs up.
The cotton
Rob,
panties
you did take
look
a lot
like
of crap
cotton
for that.
Panties.
A lot of people disagree with you about Your Name.
So well, I'm right. How about that?
I would say America's right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Thanks, Pony, for being such a great person, and thanks to Mike, Rob,
great
Oscar
person.
Yes. For doing everything you guys do.
While
you may not know it, it makes me forget about my depressing life every day every time I tune in. Oh, and hi to the new interns. Well, we've got Ashley here, and who else
Maddie.
Is on campus?
Ashley and Maddie.
Maddie and Ashley, the two, the Wonder Girls, are on campus today. Patrick from Virginia, a yearly bonus show subscriber. By the way, Ashley and Maddie, for the when we did the pre-show show meeting, my sincere apologies for the word that I used to describe a lady at the furniture
store. Mike, we'll see you in HR.
I'm so sorry. Take that to human resources, please. You
know, I think those girls are human resources.
Now, listen, Maddie, Ashley, real sorry about that. Sorry I used that word. Maybe come out this weekend to the beach house and we could discuss it, huh?
Yeah. By the O-shaped pool?
yeah,
it's
thank
been
you.
Repossessed.
And I hold in my hand our final letter, woo! Correct? That is our final letter. TMOS gang, I wanted to give a quick thank you to Rob for introducing TMOS Nation to the game show Save to Win.
Yes.
One of the all-time greats. I have it recording
it's
on my DVR.
Hanger.
I have it recording on my DVR now,
yes.
And have been catching up with past episodes, all of which are available on YouTube
they
for
are.
Those who aren't in the net.
There is a Save to Win channel on YouTube.
And you are mining it. The mine is working. They're double shifting at the at the Save to Win mine.
We've actually worn out the video copies on YouTube. It's amazing. Looks like an old VHS tape.
Much like Oscar, I could hear him all day. Much like Oscar, I find myself saying Family Gourmet or Family Dollar out loud before random products during my daily routine. This is making me laugh. Thankfully, my wife gets it because she listens to the show as well, so she doesn't think I'm having a mental breakdown. It's so true with stuff like this. In fact, we wait until the weekend to watch Save to Win so that we can have a few drinks first and then really enjoy Pat Neely's inability to speak.
Oh, boy.
One thing Rob has never mentioned is Mariana Cardenas, the sidekick and fake clerk on the show. That's the one thing I disagree with about when Rob says she's not. I think she is fetching. I think she is
really?
Just, and she's goth looking, but I think she's a solid spokesmodel.
There's a new game even better than, pardon me,
oh
better
my
than
God.
Save to Win.
It's called
Family
Save to Phlegm.
It is.
Save to Phlegm,
Family
everybody.
Dollar Expectorant. an even better game than Save to Win is go to Mariana Cardena's website and spot the typos. Because
oh,
it's
really?
Lousy
oh,
with them. It's great.
Oh, no.
It is.
It's sad. I find her to be very disturbing when she gropes and touches all the products as they come down the conveyor. As she gropes and touches all the products as they come down the conveyor belt. And how she overacts like she might win a Family Dollar Emmy Award.
Family Dollar Acting Award.
This person gets it. Next time you watch an episode, keep an eye... keep an eye on her.
You can make a game
She's
out of it.
She's pretty weird. Love you guys, and see you in NOLA for the big show. Prooms forever. John Thomas, start the show. Jeez.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Greetings and salutations. I have made the pilgrimage from the Hall of Veterans as George Washington once forded the Delaware. Steely in my resolve, prepared to battle unto my dying breath for the rights...
Lawyers here.
Hey, Denise. For the rights of free men.
Hey, Carl Edzenbach.
Rights that were squeezed from British oppression like water from a stone. That all men are created equal, free from the jackboot tyranny and gulag magic tricks.
Hey, hope they didn't wake you.
Out of my way, tool of the state, for I am come to comfort and counsel my client.
Hey, Carl.
What a sad and fortuitous day. You chained to that table and me...
No, I'm not in cuffs.
Chained in thought, if not action. Well, son, rest assured, whatever your status, I shall defend you till your last breath. I mean, my last breath. Excuse the obvious death penalty snafu. I'm slightly inebriated.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's...
here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show today, brought to you by Movement. Can I get it up there close?
Oh, you got it. Look at that. Baby. HD, baby. HD.
Can you see that? Oh, that is handsome. That is
look
handsome.
Look at that.
Would you call that a diver-styled watch? It's a diver-styled watch.
Can you see the blue
back up a little bit.
Yeah, back up.
Minute hand, the blue
right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We see it. Oh, yeah, right there.
Ain't that pretty? That's my Movement watch. We've all got them. We all love our Movement watches. They're fantastic. If you want to look your best when you leave the house, you need a great watch. Movement watches, MVMT watches, founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. The company started by a couple of college kids that couldn't afford stylish watches, so they started the world's fastest-growing watch company, Movement. We all love our Movement watches. We love that they start at just $95.
Yes.
At a department store, these same watches setting you back $400 to $500. What causes this? Movement figured out that selling online eliminates the middleman and the retail markup. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. With over 1 million watches sold, including this one right here.
Right there.
Woo!
Right there. Yeah.
Look at that. That looked like an inexpensive watch to
you. It does.
No, it looks great.
No, it doesn't. Did you say it does?
It looks like an expensive watch.
I said, does it look like an inexpensive
watch? It does not.
Oh, it does not look inexpensive. It looks expensive.
Get 50% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmtwatches.com/TMOS. My watch has a great clean design. That's what I love about Movement. And I've been getting compliments on it since I put it on. I love this watch. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS. And join the movement. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us. Great mailbag today. Thank you for all your letters. We truly appreciate that. I will say that I am looking forward to going to the theater today because yesterday was a day of stress.
How come?
It was a day of pure stress. I can't get into it now because we do have to break. We're up against a break
right here,
but I will set it up for you, and then we can break, and then I'll tell you the full story, okay? And I will set it up by telling you my modus operandi for most of my life. I do not purchase warranties. I was burned as a baby DJ in Annapolis, Maryland, by burning out a turbocharger on a Mitsubishi Cordia Turbo. That was the name of the car. Oh. I don't even know if these cars exist anymore. But the car, I bought the extended warranty that covered that, and the turbo went bad on it, and they didn't cover it. And it was this fine print, and I vowed after that I would never, ever, 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 ever...
Oh, my God. Look at this car. I didn't know they made cars like this.
By the extended warranty. I would
so
never
cool
do it.
Looking.
It's it was cool in the day. I loved driving it.
Well, 1981?
Yeah, that'd be right. Yeah, right? That'd be right around my Annapolis time.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a poor man's DeLorean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
That's exactly,
it cannot travel back in time.
That is about as fitting a description of the car as I've
ever heard. I know cars,
Mike. Because with a burned out turbo, it can't go 88 miles an hour.
So with the Apple products, I buy the extended care. Apple Care. We've definitely brought stuff in where it makes a difference. It's almost automatic because they do fix stuff. But I by as a rule, I do not purchase warranties.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was the example and one of the greatest meltdowns I have ever had with a woman and a meltdown that involved my wife melting down as well.
Oh, because she's normally the cool-headed one.
This falls in the category of just dealing with something that should not be a hassle and turned. Oh, excuse me. What was that for me?
It's your warranty.
God damn it.
It's mad.
Freaking day. I'm dealing with
it. It's mad you're talking about it.
Ashley, stop texting Mike during the show.
How dare you?
Sorry. Just a little switch.
Warranty.
The thing is, it turned into it ruined the middle part of the day for us. In fact, probably ruined the evening. We were just exhausted after the whole thing was over.
Face to face?
No, it was over the phone.
Whoa.
It was over the phone with two separate people. The warranty people and then the person, and how often does this happen? That you buy your stuff from.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? It's funny. People say that they don't care after they sell you something. True! We'll take a break, and I'll come back with the details of the fabulous story about... Well, I won't mention the furniture store.
Okay.
It's not good. That would not be fair. Florida Leather Gallery! Right after this.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, this segment of the program brought to you by Sleep Number. Spring is in the air, and you know what that means. Cleaning time. Yes. So when was the last time you replaced your pillows or your mattress for that matter? Wake up refreshed with a mattress that helps you sleep your best. The Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your ideal firmness or softness, and a queen starts at only $899.99. You're not going to look back on that purchase either, because that purchase
awesome.
Is the best thing you will ever buy. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. Mrs. O'Mara does not notice when I'm tossing and turning and dreaming about being on a Russian plane that crashed like I did last night.
Whoa! Still got, no.
I still got a 95. I still slept beautifully. The Sleep Number bed is great. Plus, optional Sleep IQ technology inside a car. What am I talking about? Plus, optional Sleep IQ technology inside can track your sleep and give you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep, and sleep affects your life. Sleep Number been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score, even with the dream about a Russian jetliner, we landed safely. It was a crash landing, though.
Oh, good.
It was a 95, and I feel great. Come in now and save on clearance beds and bedding as Sleep Number makes room for their newest innovations. Right now, save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance on pillows. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure when you buy your Sleep Number bed this weekend, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Fill out the form.
Fill out the cards, yes.
That you can check on that. So getting back to the debate, here it is. I will explain simply. We have light-colored furniture, leather furniture in O'Mara Lago. That is what we sit on. And I have been, as you know, using this furniture for the better part of 2 years. I bet June of 2015 was the delivery date.
You had it when we were down there, right? For the baptism?
It when you were down there, I believe.
Beautiful, and, comfortable.
And, you know, got delivered in June. We came back like September, October of that year and loved having it. It was great. But it's yellow and it gets dingy. And if you're using the furniture on a daily basis. So about probably a month ago, I went out, got some of those leather cleaning wipes, and I took the wipes to the sofa. And, you know, where the highly trafficked areas of the sofa were, I was doing some extra scrubbing. And then I noticed that, like, it kind of fringed up on me a little bit, and the top layer was kind of, I was scrubbing it hard, and then the harder I scrubbed, I got a little fringing on it, you know, a little chipping came up.
So the leather started to peel.
It shouldn't. It's brand new.
And it's leather. It's not like a task chair. This is the real deal.
I guess I was rubing it too hard. I don't know.
Or maybe it's some sort of fake leather.
No, I think it's real leather, but I don't know. And so we just let this go, and it just doesn't look good. I mean, you've got the area that's well-traveled, and then you've got this little patch where I did this. So I said, I'm going to call the leather repair person and get them to come. And then Carlos said, wait a minute, we have a warranty for that. I said, oh, my God, I remember. And the reason I remembered is because I was sold the warranty. I was sold the warranty intensely. By the lady
they leaned
who sold
on you.
Me.
They leaned on me.
Not to, you don't get your furniture or you don't get a great, but just this is really a great warranty. This time. So we break out all the stuff from the warranty, and there's a phone number on there. And we don't read the fine print, which you always should.
Yes.
But Carla calls the warranty company, which, of course, this is the first problem, is separate from the furniture store.
This is common because it's almost like an insurance deal.
It's a total insurance
deal. They farm it out to another company, so the person that sells the furniture isn't at risk. The other person takes the risk and invariably gets the money.
And Rob Spiewak, here's a quiz for you. Yes. I know you're good at this because I will ask you the question. And Rob, as far as the warranty company, what do you think their prime goal is on a daily basis dealing with customers at the warranty company?
Mike, their top five goals are all the same. It is to make the process so difficult that you give up and do not follow through with your claim. That's
not
what they want.
Paying a claim. They don't want to do anything.
And they want you to be the one who backs off. They want to make it as hard as possible for you so that they can say, well, we did everything we said we would, but you just stopped calling.
Yeah, it's crap. But the fact is what they did is they asked Carla we're going to record a questionnaire. And please answer these questions carefully because you will not be able to go back and change your answers.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
So that starts with trust, doesn't it? That starts. I've got an area of dinginess that I tried to scrub with a leather wipe. That's all I want.
Right.
That's why I want somebody to come out and take a look at it. And by the way, if they come out and they take a look at it and say, this is going to be very expensive, you're on the hook for this. I could even accept that. No. They had Carla answer these questions. And when they came back on the phone, they said, I'm sorry, you're denied.
Denied.
Because I don't know what it was. There are semantics that are this thick as far as how they do this.
And when she was doing the questionnaire, is it a hit number one, hit number two, or was she talking to a real person?
Like, what's it called again? What's the place called again?
I'm not going to say it again, Oscar. Thank you
very
much.
Just tell me off air. We'll bleep it out.
That's okay. Florida Leather Gallery.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. But anyway.
I'm writing them right now.
So we go through this, and then I'm like, F it. And I get on with the lady, and she's like, well, you have to understand that the warranty is not. I can't do anything. Can I talk to a supervisor? I can't do it. I want to talk to your supervisor. Yes, sir, if you think that'll help. I said, you know what? That answer means that you're hoping it doesn't.
Right.
I said, but I will talk to your supervisor. So she puts me on hold and I hang up, which is I'm not going to deal with the supervisor. I'm going to call the person, the company where I bought it. And lo and behold, I actually have the business card of the person who sold me the furniture, who happens to be the manager on duty, and the lady that sold me the furniture. And so I start talking to her, and the first 20 minutes of her, you didn't buy the warranty. I said, I'm looking at the warranty. We were just denied the warranty.
Did she claim to remember you?
No, of course not. And I'm getting angrier and angrier by the moment as she goes through. And it becomes at the 2 minute mark in my world, at the 2 minute mark, this is too much time that should be spent on this. Mm-hmm. This is are you ready for the incredible amount of money that we paid in addition to this furniture to get a warranty?
Yeah.
$296, ladies and gentlemen. And I am being treated as though I have driven my automobile into a lake and on purpose to claim a brand new car. That's the way I'm being treated with this crap. And so 20 minutes go, I'm not kidding you, 20 minutes with this lady at the furniture store who, I found the paperwork. Oh, well, congratulations. So now I'm not a liar. I was so pissed.
Mike, this place is getting beat down in a negative way. Not that there's a positive way that can happen, but on Google reviews, multiple one stars
Murdered.
For customer service, the worst customer service around.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Mm. And I go on and on and on. Well,
tweet them.
And I'm by this time I'm using language because I'm pissed. And usually you get a hang up with that, but she stayed on the line, so what the hell. I was so pissed off, and then finally the way it was resolved is I will go and talk to the manager of the warranty company and see what can happen. She comes back maybe 20 minutes later and says to me, I spoke to them, and if you take a picture and submit it to them, they will review it. They will get back to you, and then you'll need to speak with the manager, and they would like you to write a letter. I said, we're done. We're done over your BS crap warranty, where all I have is an area where I wanted someone professional to look at it. I will deal with it on my own. Thank you for nothing. Click. There was a, all I wanted to do was they just don't want to help. They don't want to help. And it was, you know, it is so simple. So simple and cost effective when you're talking about a company like this to just say, yeah, we'll have somebody get, if it's a major repair and something has to be done, I would have accepted that. They don't even want to send someone out to look at it.
Yeah, it's not part of their business model anymore. Now it is to pocket the extra $300, which they, I bet they get $100.
I have cabinets installed by an independent guy down here named Mike Greenfield, and Mike Greenfield is probably making his fourth trip back within a 6 month period to the house to do something extra for us. Not that he wasn't contracted to do. The very latest was those little strips that you put in a filing cabinet.
Yeah.
A built-in cabinet.
Yeah.
He's coming out. No fuss, no muss. He's there within 2 days. Sure. That's the way the guy rolls. That's how independent people deal with customers, because it takes nothing. He will be here for 10 minutes. He will be gone and we'll be set. When you have a corporate monstrosity,
big guy,
like these
big leather,
these companies, big leather.
I only tweeted 15 times though, I'll tell you that much. Their social media game is not impressive.
It was just, and then the attitude was,
well, what
like,
they've done is they don't need to have the customer satisfaction angle that your carpenter does. They've actually sold that off. When they get you to give you that $300, they're washing their hands of the whole thing,
because they're
done with it. And they're on to their next adventure.
And then turn it over to the people who deal with the crap.
Yeah, and they're ready to be hated. That's what they're in the business
for. And their job, their prime directive is to get people not to spend money.
Yep.
I mean, not to spend money on their side of things. They will not honor the warranty.
Mike, I'm going to go ahead and tweet them from our show account. Just let them know that Mike O'Mara is not happy with the service he provided. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
You
get that I was pissed off at the entire thing. Yeah. And you know what?
You scoundrels.
At the end of the day, all I wanted to do was get somebody to take a look at it. And even if they had said to me, oh yeah, you did this because you rubbed it too hard or you tried to clean it too much, that's fine. I accept that. So, you know, I ended up buying some stuff online and on Amazon, some furniture restoring stuff, and I'm going to try to do the work myself because I'm tired of dealing with the crap. And by the way, it's really hard to get people to work on stuff like that. And it just, you know, it falls into the category of, can't you just help out a customer for what? Oh, by the way, I did get an estimate from a leather guy. It'd be $135 probably if it needed a reconditioning. That's how much it would have cost.
That's almost nothing.
So that's what they went through, and they caused that just to be a pain in the ass. And I was
like United Airlines all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And by the way, for the people there, my sincere apologies for language, but you know, I don't give an S was said on several different occasions. You know, this is an effing debacle, that type of stuff. Yes, I did use language.
I think that's okay.
Guilty.
I think a lot of those quotes are actually framed and hanging in the furniture gallery.
Yes.
I don't give an S.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. And we will discuss the new rage on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. A rage, something Rob Spiewak went all in on. And,
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, you did. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week's O'Mara cast is flying high.
There's a major announcement on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob and Joe are playing with fire. Plus, Mike has fun at the Easter Village. This week, Marcus is joined by
Easter
P1
Village.
John Michael Wood, who only has one wish.
It is my one desire to have a Rob Spiewak fruitcake someday.
Download it today on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
There he is. He just wants a little fruitcake. Pretty please, Rob?
Yeah, tough darts, Marcus.
No, Marcus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com is the best. With Stamps.com, I can mail any letter or package just by using my computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you?
Hmm? Do you?
Hmm? No more time destroying, soul-crushing visits to the post office, or so. Domestic or international, anything. Click, print, mail, and you are done. It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. Exactly! We have newstamps.com forever, and we will continue to use it because it's easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy the stamp service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Without long-term commitments, go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Oscar, get those tweets right out to that furniture.
All right, let's do it.
You know what the best thing about stamps.com? We use it to mail out fruitcakes, and we're not going to use it to mail it to that guy.
No.
No fruitcake for him.
No fruitcake.
You know what? Don't be needy. That's such a turnoff.
Should we make the listener suffer based on his relationship with Marcus Serta? That's the question.
Yeah, this year, Mike, only 11 fruitcakes.
Send him one slice.
No.
That's too cruel. That's
I'll
too
send
cruel.
Him a Claxton.
Well, thank you all. Thank you for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show. And this very special segment is brought to you by the magic of digital recording.
Speaking
that's
of digital,
yes.
What's the Facebook phenomenon going on right now?
Sickening, really.
He's cute, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, that was very Rick Dees of him. Is it? Ellen Kay, there's something going on Facebook. Can you explain it to me?
Last night, very late at night, Rob Spiewak sent out a text regarding the bonus show content, which Rob is responsible for. And I had earlier in the day, because Thursdays are very busy, I had already done all of my show prep, which is extremely rare that I do it all like mid-evening on the night before a show.
So Wednesdays are very busy for you.
Usually I do all the show prep, almost all of it, the morning of, sometimes the night before, rarely finish it the night before. So I had done it and I had finished it. And Rob said, list the bands that you have seen in concert. And I went, stop.
No,
Rob
your
said,
reply was no.
No.
And I wrote, never mind.
The lead on my show prep was about this phenomenon. And it's just...
I will say this, since we both...
We have to explain what it is first, what we're talking about.
I will say that considering we each prep a show for Thursday...
Yes.
We very rarely overlap, which is pretty cool.
Thursday's birthdays.
Yeah,
I have to make a point. You have been you've been what's the word I want to use?
Awesome.
You're ill informed if you believe that we are on the same page, because you played this game. You rubed out already on this game, and I rebuffed this game. Now, with that said, this game we're talking about is everyone on Facebook lists five bands or solo artists, 10 bands or solo artists they've seen in concert, and one of them is a lie.
Right, and you have to guess which one they haven't seen.
Yeah, and so that's it. That's the genius thing that was created.
That's what
somewhere.
Catches on. That's what catches on.
Hold on a
on.
Second. Don't say nice things about it. God damn it. Yes. Yes, Oscar.
I tried to rebuff the entire idea by writing, who is this or who dis? New phone. And Rob, because he's a rube, writes, it's Mike, Pony, and Rob, right?
So you were playing. And I was so done and tired with the whole thing.
Well, hold it. And also then Pony says Apple or Samsung.
Yeah.
So Pony's excited.
I realize that my friends actually care about me, so now I can't tell them I was trying to do a bit.
Yeah, nobody knew you were doing a bit.
I flamed out.
Nobody knew you were doing a bit.
Yes.
So hold on. Where,
the who dis new phone is essentially saying,
but
I don't
Mike,
know you.
I will say this is that it was ruining Facebook for the last 18 hours. I was sick and tired of it, but I knew if we attacked it within the show and we were able to pepper each other with questions, we could actually turn it into something entertaining.
Yeah.
And the reply I got was no.
No,
I think
I think Mike and I were on the same page.
Yeah, okay. And you don't get to be on the page because you didn't participate in the text. So go to hell.
I didn't. First of all, you know how exasperated I was that I did not even respond to Oscar's game because I didn't know what he was doing and I didn't want to ask. Let me share the text with you, all right? A little before 9 o'clock, Oscar, Rob writes, please check your email for a bonus show idea for tomorrow, the concert challenge. That's all over Facebook tonight. List 9 shows you've seen and one that's a lie. And I wrote back to Rob, No.
In record time. For someone who is good at replying in text in a timely fashion, and Mike is very, very good about it, this thing somehow got to me before I hit send.
Rob Wright said, through questions, we'll try to guess the lie. I said, okay. And then Rob writes, okay, never mind. I write to Rob, the lead on my show prep for our regular show. I'll explain tomorrow. That was not a well-written text.
That's
Rob
fine.
Writes, no sweat. Great minds, right? LOL. I write back, I may have a slightly different perspective. Then Rob writes again, but I do have a great Baltimore Billy vignette. He loves tourism. That's something that you'll hear on the
Bonus Show. Yes, it's very good.
I hope. Not on the great, not only great, oh, see. See, I'm texting badly. I'm tired.
I understand. All I know is that I put out one idea, and it wasn't even a lead idea. It was just something I was trying to capitalize on. Something
you're
that was
proactive,
running.
Yes.
And then I put it down on my desk, and all I hear is,
yeah, we're going crazy. Yeah. I write back to Rob, not on the Great Minds thing, LOL, but on the whole concert BS, bull S. I wrote the world. Oops, I gave myself away. And then Oscar, just because Oscar's being Oscar again, this is the seems to be the theme of today's show. Who dis? New phone. Like, that's Oscar's way of saying, I could give a rat's ass what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I just pictured him on. Like in a nightclub dancing. Like,
so Rob
I don't
bites
care.
On it.
Who dis?
Rob bites on it totally, and you write Rob Mike Pony. So you tell him he's got a... Because I didn't have a doubt that he buys a new phone every hour.
That's all he does. Yeah.
I felt bad, though. I saw that. I'm like, oh, Rob, now I got to double down on this.
Right.
then Oscar writes back, with a smiley face, see you guys in the AM. I'll have my songs.
Yeah.
So it's not even movies.
I felt for him. Songs. I felt for him because I sat there and I was like, oh. Because
I was very rude.
Yeah, Rob really cares.
No, it wasn't rude. What it was, and I won't even give it abrupt. It was to the point.
But I was, believe me, I knew I was being rude. Then Pony writes, then Pony's all technology, Samsung.
Yeah.
Samsung or Apple, Oscar, did you just make the switch?
Yeah, actually, no, what he texted was, Samsung or iPhone? God, so I smell olives.
So what I would like to call this is ego bait.
Oh, of
this
course.
This ego bait, it's not clickbait, it's ego bait that is now on Facebook, which is list 10 concerts or solo artists you've seen and one that's a lie. I cannot possibly tell you how little I care about that. This is the type of nothing.
Ticketmaster.
That people... on Facebook, just gravitate to. I was going to do shtick. I was going to actually put emotions I feel, and one of them's a lie. And I was going to put negative emotions and then joy being the lie. And if, you know, I'm going to list 10 emotions I feel about these lists, and one is a lie. Tell me which one. I didn't do that because I didn't feel it even deserved that.
I judge people.
I did shtick early yesterday afternoon before it had totally ruined Facebook. I said, I'm going to list 5 people that are on Mount Rushmore. One of them is a lie.
You got into the but
I wasn't playing the game.
That's also creative. The people that actually did the list, and I saw a few people that did, a couple that I said that's about right, and then I was disappointed with one in particular. The people that have graduated from TMOS University, I mean, our interns, our support staff that have gone on to do better things than we'll ever do.
Sure.
I respect them, right?
Sure, in a way.
And a little bit of that respect died today when I looked online this morning and I said, oh, Katie Cole did that list. And I said,
but for her, she could say, I could do 500 concerts and one of them is a lie.
That doesn't matter. She knows better.
Yeah,
she knows
does,
better than
she
pulled
but
into
let me,
this.
Let me explain. And this is where the self-control comes in. Because everybody wants to play. And this is where the ego of everybody wanting their spotlight,
right,
which is what Facebook is predicated on, I don't know where this crap comes from. Where does it come from, Rob? Why do you
it comes from the need,
this,
and I didn't participate in the concert thing. I made fun of the concert thing because it was pissing me off.
And there's no charity involved.
Because you know what?
I'll throw you under the bus. That's fine.
And Mike, we've been down this road before, but it merits a restate. What I expect from Facebook is entertain me. That's what I want from Facebook. I want to learn about people and learn things that entertain me. And the thing is that this doesn't entertain me because there are very few people in the world that I know well enough that I can look at their concert history and say, well, I don't think you saw Pat Benatar. Right. Because it does. I just don't care. I'm sorry.
I don't care either. And perhaps they knew that. Who knows where this stuff comes from?
It comes from a needy person. Comes from a very needy person who really says, this is going to be the way I make people look at me.
I got to name names.
Let me tell you what I think of Facebook. Facebook for me is A, promoting my show.
Sure. Yes.
B, sharing my thoughts and opinions and views
and deeds
with a large group of people. What?
Your deeds. Sharing your deeds.
Mitzvahs.
May I finish?
Yes.
Let me see. So I was at B. Now I'm confused.
I thought you were at D with deeds.
C, following people that I am legitimately close to find out what's new in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Pat Benatar.
And then D, maybe picking up something that was interesting.
Yeah. Little news.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now you go right to the top with you do it for entertainment.
I like the entertainment. And also, I like to see.
Would it be safe to say the entertainment that you like the most is the entertainment you provide?
Well, Mike, as soon as someone can approach my level of entertainment, then I will also enjoy that. But I know that there's lots of puns and shtick at Facebook.com/Rob Spiewak every day.
I know.
But also, you know what?
It's a joy fest, Rob. It's a joy fest.
It is a great concentrate of pop culture and what is trending nationally, and a great way to get a thumbnail of what people are talking about. For example,
Hold on. Let me jump in here since we're talking about one of our favorite subjects, Facebook. It is not a great source of what's trending nationally. It's a great source of a big pile of warm spit is what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what's trending nationally.
You can sit there for hours. If you want to know something trending nationally, you go to Google and search news and see what's going on and see what's there. And as Oscar
got
me off of Yahoo, which was a brilliant move because with Yahoo, I would see, Donald Trump's right hair, and then on the right side would be this one. You won't believe it's jaw-dropping what this woman's breast did to a honey badger. That's what the
story is. But if you want to see what's trending in the world of pop culture, what people are actually stupid things that people are posting, writing about, and paying attention to, Facebook is great for that.
Sports games. Yeah. It's great to celebrate your team's
wins. About your teams. Talk about games.
Sure.
While they're going on.
Yes. I've been on a Super Bowl thread or some sort of national championship thread. It's a lot of fun. I put my little zang out for the Washington Capitals. By the way, that game's tonight.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
Ralph Rice.
I don't know. It's fine. Oscar, you use Facebook less than anybody else on the show. What is your take on Facebook?
My take is that Rob is doing the Lord's work and it benefits mostly him. I would say that you use Facebook for what you mentioned, is to promote the show and really share the joys of life, especially since little Michael has come into this world.
I'm pretty positive on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. I use Facebook the least, not because I don't care about it, it's because while I'm working on it, it's kind of wrapped up in the person I am. I feel like it's a lot of bragging, and I don't like.
It's hard to figure out what aspects he wants to brag about.
I don't like posting too much about myself, but that's something that I always have to. I'll always bear that cross.
Work to overcome it if you can.
Yeah. We could do 10 hours talking about what we like and what we don't like on Facebook. When people get into this, I just think ultimately Facebook is an ego vehicle.
When you
have something like this game, it becomes absolutely passionate for people.
Is Facebook more ego driven than Instagram? I'm so new
to
Instagram.
And by the way, you are a rock star on it, as your name was evoked in a positive way on Big O and Dukes. Yes. Matthew Robert Cahill, Drab T-shirt, a.k.a. Drab T-shirt, said, Rob Spiewak has been on Instagram for a cup of coffee, and he has more followers than I do. Something along those lines.
You know what Oscar, and speaking of ego, you know what Oscar just did?
What?
Because in the back of my mind, I don't want to get more followers.
That's right.
That's what I got
to
do.
And they went to your post, and it was you with a microphone, and they said, everybody loves Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. I've posted five things.
Is it a video or a still shot?
It's just still, Mike, if you do that, I'm telling you the same effect will happen because a lot of people that are on Instagram simply just haven't realized you're on it. That's it.
The most popular picture I've posted, I think, thus far has
you have a chart at home. The pie graph.
I have to, well, I haven't run the metrics today. As of this morning, was the stupid box that I used to keep score at lacrosse.
Yes.
It is a stupid little thing, and people went ape-ass for it.
They loved
they
it.
They did.
It's behind the curtain.
It is. They love going behind the curtains. And now Mike is posting.
Oh, now I forget. It's a competition now. Is. You got... see, that looks like fun, Mike.
That is fun.
Yeah.
That is
now
fun.
What?
Insta Mike.
Did I post it?
I'm going to post 10 pictures that I'm in. One of them is a lie.
Now, that goes out as a direct message. That arrow goes out as a direct message.
Yes.
I'm sorry to do this
You
again.
Post and
I'm
then
so sorry.
Share to our page.
Ashley, you have a comment?
I have a question.
Shoot.
If I have my grandma on my speed dial, does that count as Instagram?
Ooh,
I think it does.
That is actually a very well put together joke. I'll give you credit for that. We just weren't going that direction, but another show would actually laugh at that joke.
Which show?
Would. No, I would say
The View. To America.
No, all yours, Marcus.
Yeah, we'll export it.
No, Tony Perkins featuring Gary Stein would die at that joke.
I swear to God, I like that. I complained about so many things on today's show. That's why we recut it. That's why
keep working on that.
But the thing is, I don't think I know how to send like a regular picture out on Instagram.
Yeah, I think you did, Mike.
I said, did it go out? On Instagram?
I follow you. I'll look at it right now.
All right, let me see.
Go to my Insta.
Instagram. I'm checking as well.
By the way, stop becoming friends with our interns, all right?
It's creepy.
It's the creepiest thing in the world, including you, Pony. When
I did it to me.
If I see Maddie's Facebook page, you may know this person, on my feed one more time, I say no. And then I look that you have 8 friends in common and all you animals are on there. I'm not going to play that game.
I need
Oscar
to be in contact with them
Oscar has told us for the good of the show to get us on Instagram and to do it. And I have been battling with this technology for the better part of a week and a half. It's
Do you want to feel really good? The next time you have one of your daughters down, ask them a question about Instagram. I asked Julia, we were in line to get her dinner at Chick-fil-A the other night, and I said, what does this mean on Instagram? And this is what I heard inside the car over music on the radio. I heard, Dad, that means you like the post. And she's just saying,
what does the lightning bolt inside the circle mean?
If you hit that, it electrocutes the person who posted the picture.
I think so. Ladies, why don't you help him out here?
Yes.
What is a lightning bolt inside the circle?
All I did was I got on Instagram and I took it says normal. I hit camera. It said normal. I took a normal picture and now I don't know where to go. It's got live, normal, boomerang. It's got settings up in the upper left hand corner.
Normal, and then you send it.
They're just filters.
Filters.
Oh, and make you look awesome.
Yeah. So I'll take another.
Make you look better than you really do.
All right, I took another picture. This is the next picture.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
Oh, that's also fun.
Now it's got save.
No.
Your story.
Your story.
I hit that.
No, you should just. You know what he should have done? He's already off. He should hit plus.
Plus.
You start the post by hitting plus.
You gotta hit plus, Mike.
Yes. See the plus down at the bottom? We can go through this together.
Instagram.
So hit the plus.
Every time I hit the X, I've got the camera. That's what I've got. I've got my
camera. Okay, so you hit the plus. Now you got your camera. Now take your picture.
No, I didn't hit the plus yet.
You have to.
Well, let me get back to the plus. I don't know how to get back.
Cancel.
That's the whole thing
go
with
to
Instagram.
Home. Go to home. Go home. People love you at home.
All it's got is the settings thing. Look. It's got the settings thing up in the corner.
Okay, so you can...
That's all I have on my camera.
What if you swipe right?
All right. Oh, okay, swipe. Oh, there we are.
Okay,
so that's how you do it.
Nice tipping, Maddie.
All right, now I hit plus.
Yes, allow access to add a picture.
It says, please allow access to you. That's it. It wants access to everything. Well, it says,
your camera, because yes, you want that.
Don't be difficult. Be emotionally giving.
Yeah.
So I say enable library access?
If you want that, you can take one of your old pics.
But what you want to do is take a new one.
Yeah, you want to take a new one.
Like I just did. Handsome. Right.
You already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, you really know your Insta game.
Well, I have a daughter that hates me.
All right. So I go to photo now?
Photo.
Photo?
Right?
Or camera.
I go to photo. It says photo.
Yeah, so you can decide to photo.
And I've got that, and then I go around here. Like,
oh,
this.
You look great, Rob.
Handsome,
for
right?
You. Yeah.
Guys, I want you all to wave because I'm going to take a picture
all right.
of you.
Oh, do a video then if we're waving.
Hey, don't complicate this. What the hell are you doing?
I'll do a video. I'm
trying to get through this break.
All right, wave everybody. Everybody wave. We're waving. It's a video. Hi. It's a video. Hi, Pony. Hi, everybody.
I like that.
Pony's funny. I miss all his under the radar comments.
It says press hold to record. Mother. Yeah. All right, start again. Here we go. I'm pressing.
Comedy of error.
All right, now it's recording. Wave.
Yay! Yay! Pony, do say something funny under the radar.
Woo! That's funny. We're not going to be heard.
We
got to
get a sock puppet from Maddie because her hand
like
comes in from the side.
I hate you, Rob.
Your I'm Facebook done. I'm not sucks. Doing this. It is so
you know
ridiculously
Jeez.
Involved.
Know this. TMOS like, Mike at. How about this?
Record it to here. Record it to this
the
spot.
The listeners should follow you. TMOS
yes.
Mike.
Find him.
Yes, TMOS find Mike. Him now. Find
follow him,
now.
Him and live the magic.
We still haven't. But anyway, the Facebook stuff is, I'm tired of that, and I don't care for it. I don't
want
to
Do you want people to stop?
Program.
You want people to stop
Nobody
doing the concert
Nobody cares
thing?
About your list, people. Nobody cares.
10 concerts you've gone to, Rob, one being a lie. List them. Rapid fire. Yep. Go.
All right. Quick, go. Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, The Wiggles, Kiss, Santana, Bob Dylan, The Allman Brothers. Oh, golly.
Golly. Who says golly?
It's hard to come up with 10, even for Concert Boy.
Yeah. Alanis Morissette, Julian Lennon, and the very popular George Harrison.
Oh.
The one you
nice.
Haven't seen is Bob Dylan.
No, I did see Bob Dylan.
The one you haven't seen is Kiss.
No, I did see Kiss.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Santana.
Santana, I have seen.
Which
Ashley,
one did you,
do you have a guess?
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. Alanis Morissette, I saw promoting her first album at out of Meriwether. I've never seen George Harrison. He passed away before I could see him.
Oh, okay. I should have picked up on that. Oscar, could you come up with 10 shows that you've been to?
Yes. Hoobastank. I'm going to go. Do you remember Hoobastank?
I do.
The reason. Do you
it's
have that in your machine?
It's just a funny one to start
hey,
with.
Hey, you know what? Can we have a 10 concerts that you wish were a lie?
Alien
hey,
Ant
about
Farm.
My pretty office that we've seen the whole time.
Godsmack.
Yes.
Counting Crows.
Mm-hmm.
I will go with OAR.
Okay.
Good Charlotte.
Yes, Great Charlotte.
Story of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Metallica. How many is that already? Seven?
That's eight.
Eight. I'm going to go with Live, the band Live.
Yes, good band. Pennsylvania.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
Yes.
I will say that you have not seen Metallica.
You are wrong because I saw them at RFK. Remember, I worked for a music station.
Oh, that's
you
right.
haven't seen Michael Jackson.
I saw Michael Jackson at the United We Stand concert.
I'll say you haven't seen Hoobastank.
I've never seen them in concert, just in studio.
Hey! So that's is yes. that the winner?
Yeah, that is the winner.
That's the winner. Thank you very much. Ready for mine? Here we
yes,
go.
Please.
Real quick. Harry James. No, I'm sorry. All right, here we go. All right, I will go. The Charlie Daniels Band.
Okay.
ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
Rush. The Rolling Stones. REO Speedwagon. Heart. Aerosmith. Cher. Let me see. Hold on just a second. Is that eight?
That's eight.
That's eight. I'm trying to go through. I'm trying to go through right now. Hold on. This Buddy Rich.
Yes.
And Stan Kenton.
Okay, oh, we man. Know that Buddy Rich and Stan Kenton you've seen.
Thank you.
I think it might be Cher.
Saw Cher.
That was my guess.
We went to Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Because I remember there was Cher. A dust up with her where she was supposed
a dust
to
up. We were supposed to go to a meet and greet before
right,
the show.
Right.
And then we saw half of Cher and then we left.
She didn't.
My guess was going to be Cher.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have seen all the other bands. Heart.
I saw Cher. I saw Heart. I saw Charlie Daniels. I saw. I did not see REO Speedwagon.
Oh, my God.
And they've been touring for 100 years.
I thought that's when Shamrock threw up in the limo.
That was Rush. That was Rush. Okay.
Mike, that's a shame because did you know that this coming up is an REO Speedwagon weekend?
That's right. Yeah.
My first promo on WAVA. And when, by the way, when Shamrock threw up in the back of the limo, I leaned out the window and went, winning!
He was great, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. We'll take a break. You come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Bara Show, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys, girls, ladies, and gentlemen. It's me, it's me, it's Tony P.
Hey, hi, it's me, it's Gary Stein.
And joining us this week on the show, Huggy Lowdown.
What's the deal, Pickles? Who knew? You know, I went to a strip club the other day. They don't even let you swipe your card anymore, man. I try to swipe my card. The stripper said, we don't do that anymore. We take the chip. I said, oh, my. She said, we take the chip. I said, you can have that.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Who is that comedian?
Huggy Lowdown.
Do you know Huggy Lowdown?
I know of him.
He was on WPGC.
Yeah, and he still does Donnie. Work with Huggy, Donnie since.
And Tommy Huggy Joyner.
From the, Tom
Joyner.
Yes.
We used to call WPGC the pig. So that's wonderful. That's Huggy Lowdown, everybody, on the Tony Perkins Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you haven't downloaded the updated TMOS app, you are missing out because the TMOS app now features TMOS Live. TMOS Live is a brand new way to enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show. With one click, you can stream the show live as we record it every day. And that's not even the best part. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every time you click TMOS Live, you'll get even more TMOS content. Classic moments from the show's past, every minute of every day, right at your fingertips. So now, in addition to the regular show and the bonus show, there's always just a little more TMOS. Disregard that guy that said that every time he tunes into that, he listens to Dominique Foxworth. Pony, do you have anything to say about that? Are we tweaking that, adding more
we
content?
Are tweaking
What's
that.
Going on?
We're completely tweaking it. I think that guy's lying. I want my money back.
Thank you. TMOS Live, always there, always on, always available on the TMOS app. Update yours today, and we thank you.
News.
There are more details on the accident caused by former Bachelor star Chris Soules, and the situation is actually starting to make less sense.
How can that be?
Chris didn't just crash into the tractor and then book it home like we all thought when we were talking about this story yesterday. And the fact that this is on the front page is because of all this other stuff that's happened. He called 911, and TMZ has the audio to prove it. On the recording, Chris is out of breath, but he sounds coherent, so if he was intoxicated, it doesn't sound like he was totally tanked. He admits he rear-ended the tractor and tells the dispatcher that he checked the victim's pulse and felt it, but added that the guy wasn't conscious and was bleeding from his mouth. Someone was trying CPR, but it's unclear who that was. There were several other people there, but Chris said he didn't know how to do CPR. There's also another report that says Chris knew the victim, which makes sense because it happened in rural Iowa near Chris's home.
Neighbors,
A source told Radar Online that they were neighbors and the families knew each other. But what doesn't make sense is why did he leave the scene, especially since there were other witnesses there? He apparently called a friend and had him drive him home. Now, nobody understands why he's doing that unless he had some booze. Naturally, the police want to talk to that person, but then they get to the house and apparently Chris refuses to cooperate. And they approach him. He wouldn't leave. They had to get a warrant.
No breathalyzer until two hours.
This is weird. I mean, if it's a lawyer in the meantime that's saying, you know, stay in your house, wait as long as you can, who knows? Even if he realized the victim was dead and then was so upset, why would he cooperate? Why wouldn't he cooperate with the police? I don't know.
That's so weird. The thing that troubles me is that the only thing that seemed to make sense yesterday is that he got out of there because he had been drinking and he needed that delay to as a point of self-preservation. But why would he call 911, especially if there was someone else at the scene that could do CPR?
These lies don't make sense.
They don't add up at all.
Well, I mean, if he calls 911, that is a huge pleat in his cape for this situation.
True.
Because he wasn't leaving. He wasn't drunk, and he said, I'm going to get out of here while the guy dies in the ditch.
He went
down to see what was going on. The buzz in town is that the tractor didn't have its lights on. Even if it had lights, the police aren't sure if it matters because it was twilight at the time of the accident. So Chris's mother posted the $10,000 bail. He's back at home wearing an ankle monitor to keep track of his movements. For now, he's only been charged with leaving the scene of a fatal accident, which is a felony. So
I didn't know this was a felony. Wow. Yeah.
That's probably all that's going to happen, in my opinion. But it is a felony. You know, if somebody dies or, you know, is about to die, you don't split.
The problem really might be he's just an idiot.
Yeah,
why did he delete his Instagram account is what I want to know.
Did he really?
Yes, he deleted that account.
I was just about to start following him.
Well, you don't want to have the contact.
What if he was... What if he was Instagramming while he was driving?
Oh.
You know what? That's something that hasn't been mentioned.
That's
you
very
know, as
valid.
Far as using his, my God, people do
these
that.
These phones, man.
Mm-hmm. Director Jonathan Demme died of complications from esophageal cancer. He was 73 years old. He was probably best known for Silence of the Lambs. What a movie that is. That won him Best Director Oscar in 1992. Philadelphia, he directed that one. He started making low-budget exploitation flicks for Roger Corman in the 70s, including the fabulous Caged Heat and Crazy Mama.
I didn't know that he worked with him. That's pretty cool. That's a good place to start.
By 1980, he graduated Melvin and Howard. Remember that movie?
Yes.
It was a famous movie. Other films, Something Wild, Toni Morrison's Beloved, Married to the Mob, The Manchurian, the remake of The Manchurian Candidate.
Pretty good movie.
His last movie was Ricky and the Flash. That was the Meryl Streep movie. That
Country
not,
singer, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that did not do that well. He also directed the Talking Heads concert movie, Stop Making Sense.
One
That's
of the best.
Phenomenal.
One of the best concert movies.
And last
movies.
Year's documentary, Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids. So he was rocking all the way up until his death.
Before we move on, I'd like to play one small clip that Jonathan Demme gave us in his canon of work, that if he only made this, he would hold a place in all of our hearts.
Oh, right. Agents, darling, you think you can dissect me with this blunt little tool?
No, I thought that your knowledge...
You're so ambitious, aren't you? Do you know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube, a well-scrubbed, hustling rube with a little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor wire trash, are you, Agent Starling?
So That's, great.
God, I'll never forget that one. ESPN laid off more than 100 people yesterday, and not just low-level employees. There are some writers and on-air personalities that you might recognize. They include, I'll go through the list here, Jay Crawford, Darren Haynes, Jade McCarthy, Jamie Sire, Chris Hassel, Major League Baseball analyst Doug Glanville. That's a player, I think. I remember him.
Yeah.
Dallas Braden and Raul Ibanez. That's another player. NFL analyst Trent Dilfer. Everybody knows that
sure.
name. NFL reporter Ed Werder, baseball writer Jason Stark, legal analyst Roger Kosick. The Hollywood Reporter says that Carl Ravitch, Ryan Russillo, and Hannah Storm will see their roles significantly reduced. You can find the... it doesn't say where you can find the list of names. I'm not sure. They're supposedly making the cuts because their rights deals with the sports leagues to carry live events keep getting more and more expensive, but more and more people are ditching their pricey cable package in favor of Netflix and other smart TV apps, and sports broadcasting as a whole is down nationwide.
Yeah.
So it's tough. It's a tough time for
also,
ESPN.
Also, they're going to gross $1 billion this year. Don't feel bad for the company. They're simply doing what every other company does when they're not making enough billions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really feeling bad for the company.
You know, it's just that's the writing on the wall. Look at this. I'm telling you. I looked at the salaries that were there and then the rights, right. and I said, oh, my God. These poor people are getting fired not because they're not performing. It's because
they're not hitting the benchmarks, the numbers.
Yeah, the overall company, right? And when you have Disney right. who owns that company,
yep.
and Disney's killing it with the Marvel Universe.
I was looking into it yesterday. I didn't realize that Mike and Mike,
oh, they're
really
done.
A sports radio juggernaut.
Yeah.
Yes.
They now, did that have anything to do with the... I know the other Mike is... starting his own show
yes.
on ESPN.
Yeah, he
Did
is.
They and Mike Golic is staying
yes.
with ESPN.
They're all staying.
Radio.
They're just doing different projects.
So did they do that because of the cost cutting too?
Mike,
how did that work?
Do you remember when CBS came to us and said the recession's here,
yeah.
that we need to do certain take certain measures because
mm-hmm.
of
right.
this? No, it was yeah. simply...
more for less.
It was more for less.
Yep.
Yeah. It is true, though, as far as the cutting of the cord, that you're going to see. I know myself. It's the last thing I want to do. I'm going to cut the cord eventually because there's just nothing on some of the premium channels that I watch, and I don't watch ESPN there.
Can I also add this? Is that they didn't, and we talk about a pivot, right? Companies need to pivot all the time. They didn't pivot in time, and the idea that they don't have a direct, an HBO Go model to sell ESPN direct to the consumer yet, they're going to roll one out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The fact that they don't have one yet really shows how technology can totally take down sometimes a network.
Well, also, you know, when you look at radio, you know, there are a couple of sports stations in the D.C. market, and there are other markets where there are too many of them. And mm-hmm. I think that mm-hmm. on television especially, sports analysis has just gotten there's just too much. There's it's too, it's oversaturation. Yeah. And, you know,
well,
I
it has
the
to do with the product,
the,
too.
Remember the game of the week? Do you remember the game of the week?
Yeah,
I
one
mean,
game.
To be, you had so, one game.
So you didn't have as many options. But what's great for these talented individuals leaving ESPN is that they're going to find homes at Fox Sports 1. They're going to find homes at any of the affiliates out there across the country because there are enough jobs and talented people, and people need programming, right?
I think overall the way it was handled, when you read about this 3 days before it happens, that's just a crappy way to deal with it. And these corporations, you know, it's reality. It's reality, but
makes me feel good that we don't work for a big company.
I'm glad we're doing our own thing. Yeah. And in a new interview, Bill Cosby revealed that he's blind, but he said he hopes to start performing again. And his daughters wrote an essay defending him against sexual assault allegations. She said, quote, "He is not abusive, violent, or a rapist." So there's that. There it is. That's all we have to say on that matter. Fat has gotten a pretty bad reputation, but the more research that comes in, the more it becomes clear that eating a bunch of fat really might not be all that bad. Here is the latest. A new study out of the University of California.
What have I been saying for the last 10 minutes?
UC San Francisco found that even if you eat butter, cheese, and all the other delicious saturated fats in the world, you can avoid decreasing your risk of developing heart disease with a tiny bit of daily exercise. Seriously, they found that you can offset your risk if you just walk 22 minutes a day. Now, obviously, it's better to eat healthy and not eat six sticks of butter. But just because one study says it's fine, you should still exercise. Consider the other piece of evidence that fat really may not be as bad as we were all led to believe. There was a war on fat, and it also allowed big food,
create
all those fat-free products. By the way, this may not be big fat. Or big food. This is big sugar that did this.
Ah.
Well, they're losing all that soda money, Mike.
Well, no. In order to make something fat-free, you add the sugar content. That's the way I
sugar and salt. So yeah, that's how they bring the more flavor.
71-year-old Nelson Lentz has been beefing with staff at a Books A Million store in Monroe, Louisiana for a while. All we know is he had a bad experience there, so he tried to get back at them over the weekend by updating their inventory and planting sex toys on the shelves. He specifically chose the section... He did. That's what he did. He specifically chose the section with religious books. It's not clear if he hates religion or just chose the most inappropriate section he could find. A security camera got it on video, and a member of the staff called the cops. Apparently, he's planted sex toys in stores before, in that store before, not stores. So it wasn't a one-time thing. He told the cops he did it because he just happened to have some extra toys lying around.
Ooh, boy, this really has layers like an onion, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. They charged him with criminal mischief and trespassing. Well, I charge him with being fabulous. All right, ladies, there we go. Let's take a break. And thank you for the laugh, Rob. You too, Pony and Oscar. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
I make some of the best sandwiches ever. I'm a great sandwich maker. Also, gluten-free bread sucks a fat one.
Oh, I know.
And I am the most supportive wife ever, which also sucks a fat one. That came out differently than I intended.
It sounded very supportive, though.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you buy something, say something. That's our new motto for our partnership with Amazon. We need you to spread the word. The next time you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app and tell a friend, bookmark it for them. You know you need Amazon.com. Remember, it costs you nothing. So when you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And make sure you check out the great home and garden deals on the front page of our website. You'll be glad you did. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, April 27th. Take it away, Rob.
All over my body.
That's everybody said yesterday online that apparently was Jonathan Winters that I stole.
Well, the clip that I saw had Jonathan Winters in it, but a model said it. It was on the Dean Martin show. He was doing Maud Frickard.
Jonathan Winters, I think, used to be Maudie Frickard and say, all over my body. Well, I think at one point, but nobody could find it.
I actually have this for your consideration, and you mentioned him in the news, Bill Cosby, from his album Wonderful. When he's talking about a kid that gets to eat ice cream.
Oh, it might be Bill Cosby. It might be. Oh, my God.
Gets to eat ice cream after getting his tonsils out. I want to thank Sonia Ferrara, a listener, for hipping us to this clip.
When I get my first bowl of ice cream, I'm not even going to eat it or nothing. I'm going to smear it all over my body, man.
Nope.
No, it's not it? That's not the one?
No, because it was the way it was said. All over my body.
Yeah, you know what? I'm led to believe it could be, and we'll keep the search continues.
Some people were definitive about Jonathan Winters.
All right, the search continues.
There wasn't a clip of it. By the way, Jonathan Winters, and I'm a huge fan of Jonathan Winters, is extraordinarily hard to search online.
I remember that when he passed away.
Not a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
Incredible. I don't know why, but he's hard to find. He really is. Just they're bits and pieces, and a lot of them are on other shows.
I love when he came out as Maude Frickard to Dean Martin and says, "Hello, Deanie."
Yeah, it's you don't see a lot of him, and he had a show, right? He had a regular show.
He was all over the place. All right, well, we will. The search continues. Now, Chris Pratt is very funny, and he is working on the new Jurassic Park film. And, Mike, good news, Jeff Goldblum is going to be in the new Jurassic Park movie. So he's going to be back fighting dinosaurs, which is great news.
Awesome.
But on the BBC, they challenged Chris Pratt to do a prank call. They call it the Alphabet Challenge. You call a business, and every sentence has to start with a letter. Like, the first sentence has to start with A, then B, then C. He gets through to the letter P.
Ricky Dunstable.
Are you there?
Hello.
Billy Group is my name.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me some information, please, about a certain exotic pet?
What are you after?
Dear, I'm looking for a Xenothasma fimbriatum.
What is it?
Exactly what I asked myself the first time someone asked me. Frankly, I can't find a single exotic pet shop that knows anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, they are known as a stick bug.
A stick insect?
Hell yeah. Interesting enough, I happen to have one, but I don't have any resources as to how to treat him or her.
Well, okay, so how are you keeping it now?
Julia, put that down. Keeping it now in a terrarium.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me ask you, do they talk?
No, they don't.
My, this is so interesting. Nearly 3 days ago, I heard it speak. Obviously, they don't speak.
Okay.
Perhaps I could bring it down to you?
I'd love to see it, yeah.
She'd love to see it. And somehow that's promoting.
Did he
promoting,
get to Q?
I think they cut him off at P. So Q would be a tough one, I would
that's
think.
That's fun.
But I love Chris Pratt. He is a funny guy.
He's awesome. He is a good guy.
If you look on our Facebook page, you will see the video of this. A Russian train. I think it's a Russian train because I couldn't make out any of the letters on the post. Just absolutely T-bones a car. The car turns in front of the train and it slams right into it. The most amazing thing, the audio is great, but you need to see it because the lady who's running the train doesn't even flinch. She just plows into a car, and all she does is power down the train. So if you wonder what a Russian train going into a car sounds like, it's a little like this. Then she stops. Just like she's pulling into a stop. You got to see it. It's great. But
glad no one was in car.
No,
maybe sometimes there is a lack of feeling for other person.
That's right. Be careful of putting car on trick.
Now, Madonna, who looks great, by the way, is all worked up because her movie or biopic, Blonde Ambition, has been picked up by Universal.
Are you being a tad sarcastic
when
you say she looks
great? I saw this on TV yesterday, followed by pictures of Aretha Franklin.
Little old ladyish, doesn't she? A little bit. I mean, all the exercise in the world. I mean, she's incredibly fit. And
skin and bone.
Do you remember the thing where you used to be able to dry an apple out and make it into a face? That's what I was reminded of.
Okay. All right. Very good.
But anyway, she posted a picture on Instagram, Madonna did,
yes,
of a piece of the script where she's on American Bandstand. And her line is, no, I was born in Detroit and I'm a famed high school dropout. And she wrote on Instagram, WTF, I was born in Bay City, not Detroit, and I didn't drop out of high school. In fact, I went to the University of Michigan. So that's all well and good if someone didn't find this clip from American Bandstand and post it on YouTube.
I gave the impression you started in New York. You didn't. You started somewhere else, didn't you?
Well, I was born in Detroit.
So then you went to New York.
Yes, I'm a famed high school dropout, so don't believe anything they tell you.
So when you question a quote that is actually on videotape that you've said, don't do that.
Yeah, that's very, very dangerous.
Yes, Ashley. Ashley.
Excuse me? She's just fine. She's just stating alternative facts.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Alternative facts.
That's right.
And big fan over here.
And all you got to do is dry the apple out, put the eyes in, and she looks just like a human being. There is a Canadian tennis player, Eugenie Bouchard, who I always thought that a lot of times athletes sort of stuck together and protected each other. Well, Maria Sharapova came back after her suspension for using a controlled substance. She's back on the court now. And they asked Eugenie about it, and she offered an opinion.
She's a cheater, and so to me, I mean, I don't think a cheater in any sport should be allowed to play that sport again. You know, it's so unfair to all the other players who do it the right way and are true. Yeah, I think from the WTA, it sends the wrong message to young kids, you know, cheat and we'll welcome you back with open arms.
So tell me what you really think.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's fair. If you think about it, she had just because she used performance enhancing drugs,
right,
gave her the opportunity to win all those matches, right?
That's true. And she said that on American Bandstand. It was all on videotape. And Mike, this is great. Guess who is buying the Florida Marlins?
According to reports, a group of buyers led by Derek Jeter and Jeb Bush has won the auction to purchase the Miami Marlins. Jeter is excited to get back to baseball, while Jeb is excited to get back to losing.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. We'll get ready to put this one in the time capsule. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Snail mail address, TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag, a great one today, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Quarantine.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.